This is Philly Sports with Giovanni.
P-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles!
This podcast is powered by Eagle Maven of Sports Illustrated.
Blitz is coming. Hurts sees it, gets rid of it. It's caught for the touchdown!
Here's your host, Giovanni Hamilton.
As I was getting ready for bed the other night, I heard a little voice from somewhere saying, "Thank you, thank you." I looked around and then quickly realized, oh yeah, I manscaped earlier in the day. And now you can too by taking advantage of this promotion from a company that has created everything a gentleman needs to ensure a comfortable and clean existence for your family jewels. Just go to the website, www.manscaped.com, and enter the promo code GOBIRDS. That's G-O-B-I-R-D-S, all capital letters, to receive 20% off your order. Manscaped has become a sponsor of the various podcasts on Eagles Unfiltered and sent a sample order for me to try at home. And I have to admit, I was a little skeptical and a bit nervous to give it a try. But I did, and I'm glad I did, and so is my wife. They have an assortment of trimmers and lotions to keep those jewels feeling fresh all day long and into the night as well. But that's not all they have. They have performance-fitting briefs and t-shirts with their slogan, "Your balls will thank you," and much more. So just check out the website, www.manscaped.com, and enter that promo code GOBIRDS and receive 20% off your order. With the holidays right around the corner, men, treat yourself. Ladies, treat your man. I promise you, you won't be sorry you did. And remember, if you hear that little voice saying, "Thank you," remember to say, "You're welcome."
Hey guys, welcome back to Philly Sports with Giovanni. Today I have on Michael Varkan. What's up, man?
Gio, how you B-O? What's going on?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I know you're good. I want to be you because you're always good. That's unbelievable. You don't pay attention to the little things, which I love. Sometimes I pay too much attention to the little things. You can ask my family, especially my children. Dad, they call me Sad Dad sometimes. Sad, there he goes. Sad Dad. What's up?
Not a lot. Eagles lost again.
What?
No.
Yeah, I know. Eagles lost again. It was frustrating. But if I said to you before the game against the reigning Super Bowl champions, the Eagles are going to lose to Tampa Bay by 6, you know, and they'll make it seemingly they'll make it close at the end of the game. Would you take that? Would you say, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously,
I mean, it makes sense.
Obviously, we wanted them to win, but there was a sense also that with Tom Brady coming in and that receiving core and Fournette and their run game, even with their defense depleted, that they could have gotten run out of that stadium. And yeah. They lost by 6. I know there are no moral victories in professional sports. I get that. But I just thought, okay, it's just another way to look at it.
Yeah. The offense did pretty good for the most part, but mm-hmm. our defense could not stop their run game at all.
Yeah, it couldn't stop the run game, and that's in large part due to Tom Brady orchestrating things. And when he once was asked about when he might retire, and he said, "Why would I retire now? I know the answers to all the questions," which comes when you have experience and you've been doing something for so long and you've been honing your craft and trying to be better. So he just toyed with the Eagles last night, whether it was in the run game and calling all those runs, and Leonard Fournette was unbelievable, or passing the ball. It was tough for the Eagles to stop him. You know, I think part of the issue is you have to have a good defensive front, which they do. You need help in the linebacking core, and that was a struggle. You know, their secondary sometimes was victimized. I also thought that they made some good plays. Certainly they had an interception. I thought they might have had two interceptions. And I think that's where they missed some chances, because when you have an interception, you get the ball back, then you got to convert on that, which they didn't do.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I think our offense, too, really needs to start pounding that run game. Miles Sanders, one of the best players on our team, we need to give him the ball.
I think. Well, we did give him the ball 9 times.
Only 9 times.
And in the first half, it was just 1 time.
Yeah.
So, again, now let me go to you if I could, because you ask questions, but I also ask questions, and you're a positive guy. And when you look at the Eagles, obviously you will love them forever and always want them to win, as do I. But when you look at the team, and you mentioned Miles Sanders, he's not getting the ball enough. The running backs, Kenny Gainwell's not getting the ball enough. The running backs are not being used as they should be. It doesn't seem to me. So what do you make of that? With regard to the lack of run game,
I don't understand why we're a pass first team. Like, we have a good running back core, and I think we should use them, because Kenny Gainwell and Miles Sanders have a lot of potential, and I don't think that I just don't know why they're not giving them any carries.
Well, Ruben Frank, who writes for NBCSportsPhiladelphia.com, I don't know if you've ever had him on, but he's a great interview. And he was saying on the radio the other day that he said, I just think that Nick Sirianni just is not wired to really think about the running game. You know, it's kind of like he's going to pass, do the RPO thing. And then, maybe I'll run the ball once. Or maybe twice, or as you saw last night, 9 times. And when you look at how the Eagles have done when they've run the ball, they're among the better teams in the NFL, believe it or not, in yards per carry, well over 4 yards per carry. And I'm sure that those 2 big runs by Miles Sanders last night did not hurt that average. And so when you give them the ball, then they both can do something with it. So I'm really at a loss as to explain why they are reluctant to run the ball in a conventional form. I don't know why, but we'll keep asking the questions. You know, you have to.
Yeah. So who are you most impressed with this year, and who are you least impressed with this year?
Good questions. Who am I most impressed with? I'm definitely impressed with Miles Sanders. I love what he does with very few carries, how he can just rip it up the field. Also, I'm impressed with Kenny Gainwell, because Kenny Gainwell not only runs the ball pretty good, but he also catches the ball pretty good. And I think he's a multiple threat, which is great. I'm also pretty impressed with Darius Slay. And I know he said some things that many Eagles fans were upset by.
Hang on.
I got a dog running around. Hey, Giovanni fans, I have a dog running around here. I have 2 dogs running around here. And you can't see that behind me, but I can see it and I can hear it and I can feel it. And I don't know what's being ruined right now, that when I'm done with the pod, I'm going to turn around. And this is my basement, basically. It's not the studio. So I'm going to turn around and the whole thing's going to be in tatters. Anyway, Kenny Gainwell, I think in limited carries, limited catches, has been awesome. Obviously, Javon Hargrave getting to the quarterback has been really good. Oh, Darius Slay, he's the other guy I was mentioning. And I know a lot of Eagles fans had issue with some of the things he said. He was kind of surprised that the team was being criticized as it was, because they weren't winning games. But as he said, he has not allowed a 100-yard receiver but twice in his career. And last night, against those great wide receivers, Howard and Brown, how about that? They didn't have a 100-yard game on them either with regard to Tom Brady at quarterback. Did not happen. So I think those are some of the guys that have been impressive. How about you?
I think the guy that I'm most impressed with is Quez Watkins.
Yes.
That guy's a stud. That catch last night, the diving catch,
mm-hmm.
There's a lot of veteran receivers that probably couldn't have made that catch.
You're right. You're right. And when you look at a guy like Quez Watkins, what do you think the future is for him?
I think it's a big future. Maybe even Hall of Fame. That he just has so much potential.
He might. I mean, you don't know. And when you look at him with Devontae Smith, that's quite a pair, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's quite a pair. My issue is, with regard to the running game and establishing a running game, you know, the offensive line, when they're asked to pass block, they're getting attacked and beaten on by the defensive line. But when the offensive line gets to run block, they get to pound the defense. They're not taking it as much as they are giving it. And the defense is on its heels. And if you can establish that over time, it wears out a defense. And then the passing game becomes even more effective. But if everybody knows you're going to pass every time, it kind of makes it difficult to do some things to be effective consistently. And I think that's what we've been seeing from the Eagles offense. But you're right about Quez Watkins. He is amazing. He really is. He's amazing. And we saw that at camp. And as long as Nick Sirianni and Shane Steichen, the offensive coordinator, they're the ones that have to realize how special he is. And I think they do. I think they do. It's just getting him in there. And we heard Nick Sirianni said it, if not last night, he said it before. You have all these options and really trying to fit all the pieces in the right slots. Sometimes it can be overwhelming. And I'd like to see Quez Watkins get the ball much more.
Yeah. If they're going to be so pass heavy, I'd love to see some more targets to him. I have a question about the tight end spot for you.
Yes.
So last night, some news broke about Dallas Goedert and Zach Ertz. One of them is going to be traded in the next week. Which one do you think is going to be traded and to what team?
I don't know to what team. I know they've been fielding phone calls reportedly for the tight end position. They've been fielding phone calls, I've heard, from Zach Ertz, and that was reported last night on Eagles Post Game Live. John Clark was outside the locker room. But also, if you watch Eagles Post Game Live, and I think you probably do, we always start the show with the team walking off the field, whether it's a win or a loss. And last night, there was a shot of Zach Ertz walking down the tunnel. He seemed to be upset. Dom DeSandro, who is the head of team security, kind of stopped him at the locker room and looked like they were talking. And I don't know if Dom was wishing him well. Dom's a great guy. But he kind of stopped him like, you know, you okay, before he entered the locker room. And it would seem like just from an age perspective, not that Zach has lost any of his talent. But let's face it. I mean, the younger you are, the longer you're going to play, unless you're injured, the longer you're going to play in the NFL. And so I would think it's going to be Zach Ertz, and I don't know what they would get for him. I'm assuming something like a third round draft pick, but Dallas Goedert is a good tight end. I think he's got an amazing, he's like an Adonis. He's built like a beast. So is Zach Ertz though. I love Zach Ertz. I'd hate to see him go. What he meant to that team in the Super Bowl season is amazing. The touchdown catch that he caught in the Super Bowl was amazing. And I remember watching from the other side of the field in Minnesota, and he caught the ball, went into the end zone, and everybody was wondering, was that a catch? And I knew that Zach Ertz would make the catch and that it was a touchdown. But you know, I think they're trying to continue to build the team, and they've got a good tight end in Dallas Goedert. So I think it'll probably be Dallas Goedert that stays, and Zach Ertz will find a home someplace else, and the Eagles will get themselves a draft pick or so.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't want to see Zach Ertz go, just because I love Zach. He's the best. But if he does go, I'll get his jersey wherever he goes, and I'll support him wherever he goes.
Uh, I'm with you. I think you're a fan of more than just the Eagles, which is kind of cool.
I love the sport.
Yeah. I mean, you're a Dak Prescott fan. You're obviously a Carson Wentz fan. You're a Zach Ertz fan. So as those guys, as Zach goes to another team, you'll be a fan of Zach in that jersey.
Yeah.
There's some players, regardless of the team, there's some players that you just look at as a Philadelphia guy or as an all-time Eagle, as a forever Eagle. And Zach Ertz is one of those guys, don't you think?
Yeah. He contributed so much to this team and so much to the Super Bowl. And he's just going to have a special place in Philly forever.
Yep, he sure will. Yeah. And he's got something right here, obviously, his wife Julie is an Olympian, played for the United States women's soccer team, still does. And in fact, they're in a commercial together that I just saw last night, which is really cute. But he runs deep, Zach Ertz. I mean, this is not him leaving Philadelphia is not a little thing. He loved it here. This is where he established his career. This is where he won a Super Bowl and got a ring. This is where he got, not where he got married, but during this time here, he got married. It's all a special thing for him. And I think that is weighs heavy with him, as it should. So it's good to know, because I don't know if it's the same with every player.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on, man.
No, it's not over. It can't be over. Okay.
I've had so much fun talking to you.
Giovanni, anytime. I love talking to you as well. And I wish you every good thing in life. You are awesome. I love your Twitter game, man. In fact, I think I'm getting off social media, because a lot of times it can be a waste of time. I'm staying on Twitter. One of the reasons I'm staying on Twitter is because of you. I love the positivity from yourself and from a handful of folks that are on Twitter. It's so important, because there's such negativity in the world. So keep it going, man. Keep it going. And say hi to our friend Carson out in Indy.
Yeah. I'll be doing a Colts/Eagles podcast next week. So everyone listening, be sure to check out that, because I will be in Indy for the Colts versus Texans game. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for coming on.
Go Birds.
Go Birds.
Birds.